Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Congress is also actively looking into business practices at for-profit, largely online colleges because of charges that students end up with too much debt and not enough job prospects. And now there are questions about how for-profit colleges like Kaplan University have been aggressively recruiting veterans and the homeless who qualify for billions of dollars in federal grants and loans, and in the case of veterans, the new GI Bill. Today, we want to focus on this new aspect of for-profit college recruitment with Daniel Golden, editor-at-large for Bloomberg News. Dan, welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
And remind us, Kaplan, you know, we all thought of Kaplan as the test prep company. Now it owns 75 small colleges and the huge online Kaplan University. It's part of the Washington Post Group. And you say there's an incentive for institutions like Kaplan to target veterans, and it has to do with this 90-10 rule. So explain that first.
Yeah, there's a 90-10 rule that says that for-profit colleges can't derive more than 90% of their revenue from federal student aid. And the point of the rule is to make sure that colleges are not just dependent on Pell Grants and federal loans, but that they have some students who are willing to pay out of pocket. Now, most for-profit colleges, including Kaplan, are right up against this rule, where they get 80 to 90% of their revenue from federal student aid. But there's a loophole in the law, which says that veterans benefits, such as the GI Bill, are not counted as government aid. They're counted as private payment. They count toward the 10% that the school should get privately. So as a result, what happens is that Kaplan and other for-profit universities vigorously recruit veterans in order to stay on the right side of that law.
And, of course, I can hear people thinking, what's wrong with that? We'll talk more about the debate, but let's lay it out first, because now Kaplan has 300 people dedicated to recruiting students from the armed services, 11,000 students who are service members. That's up from 8,500 a year ago. Federal spending on vets education doubled this year from $4.2 million in 2009 to $9.6 billion this year. I'm sorry, both in the millions or billions, should that be?
Billions.
Yeah, okay, both in the billions.
$4.2 billion to $9.6 billion.
Billion. So, and we understand that when the Veterans Administration looked into this, for-profits were right up there with the most students funded by veterans benefits.
That's right. As I said, that because of this 90-10 law, for-profit colleges go very heavily after both active duty service members who are funded by Defense Department money that also doesn't count toward the 90% rule, as well as veterans who are funded under the GI Bill. And so as a result, eight of the top 10 colleges, I believe, in 2009, in terms of the number of students funded by veterans benefits, the number of veterans pretty much were for-profit colleges.
Right. You've got the University of Phoenix, the American Public University System, and then Kaplan, 1, 2, 3. What are the concerns when it comes to veterans and recruitment?
Well, one of the concerns is the one that's been about a lot of students, including veterans who go to the for-profit colleges, which is that they may get sort of attracted by a kind of hard sell or excessive promises or manipulation, and they enter the schools, and then they come out on the other end. They may not graduate. If they do graduate, they may not land a well-paying job. So that's a that's a concern. And then with veterans in particular, as I looked, I found a number of recruiting practices at Kaplan that raised some issues.
Well, there's one that Kaplan has ceased, but it was very active in recruiting veterans again who come with a lot of federal money attached. It's called FUD, F-U-D. What is that?
Well, in a 2009 training manual that I took a look at, Kaplan recruiters on the military team were advised to use FUD, which stands for Fear, Uncertainty, Doubt, which they were supposed to introduce in the minds of veterans about competing colleges. So that, for example, one of the lines in there instructed the recruiters to warn veterans about the risks of group projects that maybe the students you're working with would lay most of the work on you. SMU, and that seemed to be taking a shot at the University of Phoenix, the biggest for-profit college, which also goes after the military and veterans, and which heavily emphasizes group work.
Well, and another problem that occurs with veterans, and not just that they're being manipulated in this way, and again, Kaplan says they've stopped that practice, but you talked to a veteran, and in just the minute we have for a break, he got involved with Kaplan, and then the money didn't come through for him.
That's right. Yeah, his name was Keith Melvin. He's a disabled veteran from Ohio. And he felt that he didn't initially want to go to an online college like Kaplan University, but the recruiters were very persuasive. Among other things, the recruiter he talked to, by his account, traded a lot on sort of the prestige of the post. One of the particular raps they would give is to say, you know, you can trust Kaplan because it's owned by the Washington Post, and we have Warren Buffett and Bill Gates' wife on our board. So those kinds of pitches made a strong impression on him. And then he signed up with the understanding that either the GI Bill or federal student aid would pay.
But it didn't. And we're going to catch up on that story with Dan Golden after a break, Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, dedicated to accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science worldwide. On the web at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to our conversation about recruitment practices at for-profit colleges like Kaplan University, which is part of the Washington Post Company, and is increasingly targeting veterans and the homeless to come to their schools and bring with them a lot of federal dollars. We're speaking with Bloomberg News editor-at-large Daniel Golden. And Daniel, you were telling us the story of Keith Melvin, a disabled veteran who was contacted by Kaplan after he filled out an online form, felt he was pressured by some of the recruitment techniques and also the name dropping, you know, the Washington Post. But then it turned out his federal dollars didn't come through.
That's right. His dollars didn't come through. He only found that out after, having spent a semester there and started the second semester, and then was told that the money had not come through either the federal student grants like Pell Grants he didn't qualify for, and also the GI Bill. He didn't qualify for the Pell Grants because while he was unemployed, he'd been working the year before when his income was measured, and the GI Bill, there was a technicality. And so Kaplan cut off his access to classes and began billing him, and eventually gave his account to a collection agency.
Well, now, there are still a lot of defenders of online colleges recruiting veterans. They say, for instance, Donald Graham, the Washington Post Company chair, has become a big defender of this. He says, we purchase colleges that serve mostly poor students. We've embraced that role. What do veterans groups say to defenders of online for-profit schools?
Well, one of the tactics that for-profit colleges have used is to sponsor some of the veterans groups or provide funding to them, and Kaplan is one of the colleges that do this. So there's some veterans organizations that refer students to for-profit colleges, or people can link to the colleges from their websites. So those are not critical. Other veterans groups are critical, and one of the points they make is that for veterans coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan, it's not always easy to adjust to civilian society. And so the best thing may not be to be in your basement on a computer taking classes. It might be better to go to a regular ground campus where you mingle with other students and faculty and have ready access to services. And so the large number of veterans at online colleges may be hindering their sort of acclimatization to civilian life.
And by the way, the chair of the Post, as we said, has become a big defender of their relationship with for-profit colleges. But haven't the for-profit colleges become a big source of revenue for the Washington Post?
Yeah, obviously. I mean, Donald Graham, he makes some strong points on behalf of his company, but Kaplan is very key to the Post's revenues. It's really the lifeblood of the company. I think, you know, at least a third of the Post's revenue comes from Kaplan Higher Education. And so this is the main growth part of the company, and obviously that's why he's defending it so strongly and lobbying for it.
What about the other new target of for-profit colleges, many of them recruiting at homeless shelters? Drake College of Business, the University of Phoenix, actually going to rescue missions. How do these students at homeless shelters finance their education?
Well, again, it's another way of for the colleges to tap government money. And homeless students generally qualify for Pell Grants because they're very poor, and so it's a guaranteed source of revenue for colleges. And I visited Cleveland for that story and found that, you know, University of Phoenix recruiters had been visiting a number of homeless shelters in Cleveland. As you mentioned, Drake College in Newark, it was paying a stipend, I think every 2 weeks, $350 if a student showed up for classes and got C's in their classes, and so the homeless were enrolling for the you know, for the cash.
Well, and in fact, after you took that information to the accrediting council, what happened?
They took a look at it, and I think Drake said that it was going to discontinue the practice. I haven't checked very recently, but that was the status when I looked into it.
And we should say other schools, Chancellor University in Cleveland is one you note, says they have a ban on recruiting at homeless shelters. But homeless, you know, you might say, well, isn't this great? Homeless people are able to go to school, but homeless advocates pretty uniformly say, no, this is putting people in situations that puts them way over their head that they can't handle. But just a question, you know, the whole for-profit college industry is under scrutiny right now. So how much do these new, seemingly new or more recent recruiting tactics with veterans and the homeless, how much, you know, is this going to have a chilling effect overall?
Well, Congress has been taking a look at the recruiting practices of for-profit colleges. The Senate, particularly Senator Harkin, who's chairman of the Education Committee, and he's been held a number of hearings on various aspects of it, and has been talking about holding a hearing on recruiting of veterans. I don't know where that stands. I don't think there's a firm date or commitment, but they're interested in the issue. There was also a House Armed Services Committee hearing you know, a little while ago about the recruiting of active duty service members, which, as I mentioned, is kind of another way to get around the 90-10 rule. So Congress is interested in these things, and meanwhile, the Department of Education is proposing a number of regulations that would tighten up supervision of for-profit colleges in general, including enrollment of veterans.
Well, you want to tighten them up, but I presume not lose them. I mean, we know community colleges are overwhelmed. Kids can't get in. But on the other hand, we have conservative blogger Glenn Reynolds saying, if you're going to go after schools for charging a lot and graduating students with poor job prospects, there's other culprits. He says, don't attack what's the new competition of for-profits on behalf of the existing education establishment.
Well, I think that there are some differences between for-profit colleges and other sectors. For example, one of the things that the Obama administration wants to ban is what's known as incentive compensation, where the colleges pay recruiters a certain bonus for each student they enroll,
right,
which I don't think that happens in the other sectors, at least not to that
right.
blatant a degree. Now, Kaplan and the University of Phoenix have both said already that they've stopped that in anticipation of the proposal banned by the Obama administration, but that kind of thing certainly has fueled the recruiting of the homeless and some of the other things we've talked about.
Right. They get more points for veterans. Daniel Golden, editor-at-large for Bloomberg News. We'll connect you to all his writing about this. It's terrific. At our website, hereandnow.org. Dan, thanks as always.
Thank you very much, Robin. Appreciate
it. Quick break, and the latest news is next, Here and Now.